What's going on? It's Adrian with WJMS Radio, and I got Benny Bleeding with me right now. What's going
What's
on,
up,
bro?
man? Yeah, man.
Yeah, but, so pretty much just to, like, start off right off the bat, like, what do you feel like influenced you the most to, like, start rapping or whatever? Like, or you can even talk about, like, the first, like, time you heard something was like, I'm going to start rapping.
The first time hearing something, it had to be when I was like 7 or 8, bro. My dad had a song called Move Around, Ho. And that mother was like, dang, if my daddy can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I just been trying to freestyle. I'm better at freestyle, but I really can't write like this.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely, I remember when we used to do that shit in, like, ninth grade. SpongeBob beats and all that. I still got to find that. I do have it, but I need to find it. It's like in one of my drawers or something, like storage, like it's like Tupperware container or something like that, like deep in there. But I'll look through all of it whenever, because you know I told you just moved or whatever. I'll try to find it. But yeah, we have classics on there. I never talked to you about like your dad, like how like he. I didn't know. I forgot that he like made music too. Like
yeah, he.
I was just gonna say like did he like he was always rapping like around you and stuff like when he was in St. Louis and all that like.
He was, yeah, that's like, how he did. And stuff. No matter what song is on, he gonna freestyle. Like it could be Al Green, bro. He gonna freestyle over the beat.
You're like the same way too. I know you like freestyle over anything.
And that's why I was like, dang.
Yeah. Too, like, I feel like freestyling is, like, you definitely need, like, more of that, like, in the game right now. Because I feel like not enough people are, like, actually good at freestyling. They just come with something written already. And, like, you know, it's never, like, as cool as, like, when somebody, like, is for real off the dome.
Yeah, and I'm way better off the dome, bro, like. Like, I'm way better at going off the dome than writing it down. Cause when you writing it down, you just, like I feel more frustrated. Like I'm forcing myself to write something because I want everything to be fire. And when I'm freestyling, I can just record it, go over it, and be like, dang, I was really on that.
Yeah. Also, it's like it's like more natural too, right? Like you feel like the song is more natural and less forced when you like are sitting and like making yourself write something that you're like 100% like trying to perfect every little part of it. It's like it's cooler, like to me, like that it's more natural whenever you just like get in there and you're like, okay, I want to rap about this, so and then you just start pretty much.
Yeah. Oh.
What were you going to say, my man?
Nah, you got it, bro.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you about, like, beats and stuff next. Like, as far as, like, beats go, like, I know you're, like, you know, more, like, I guess, trap influence.
I really don't have a specific type beat. I can hop on anything. I would prefer beats that go with my voice because I talk slow. And people tell me that my voice is kind of like 21 Savage. So I would prefer beats that kind of make me have to like keep it Texas style so I can talk slow on the beat. But a lot of rappers don't make it that far when they just stick to one thing. So I try to switch it up like with the Cali flow, with the Atlanta speed, or I might even try to throw the New York on there.
I definitely like see that, like, from like your music and stuff too, and stuff that you've definitely like recently been making. It's like you can see like the progression, because you know I've just been there like watching you make music since you like for real started, and like I can really see like the progression, like you had a like beat selection and everything, like just like honing like your taste and everything, and making everything more, I guess, like cordial, like goes together better.
Yeah, lately I've been trying to make like skating music, stuff you could just vibe to, like waves type.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely like more in right now. Definitely like vibe music, but like I feel like recently, like I've talked to other people, and they've told me that they've wanted to make music that people can skate to. It seems like something that people sort of want to do now, out of nowhere.
That's the move, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, skating is really, like, most skating dudes have slept on, bro. Like, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Skating, like, I don't skate, but I know you skating. Skating is, like, slept on.
I mean, it has a bunch of influence, like, I mean, fashion and hip hop has like huge influence. Like most of like the biggest rappers are like skaters. They're like have skated before, and like their style and everything is influenced from it. Like, I mean, like you see like Travis Scott now with like his SBs and everything. Like that stuff coming back, like it's definitely huge. Like I feel like it always does rounds too, because I feel like when Tyler was coming up, that's when it was, like, getting really huge, right? Like, skating was coming back and being, like, super cool. And then, like in 2018, like, 2017, it was kind of, like, not, it didn't fall off, but it just wasn't, like, as prominent again. And I feel like it's making that, like, rounds again now that, like, Travis Scott is, like, doing, and, like, Virgil, like, with Off-White and, like, doing, like, the Blazers, like, the skate Blazers and then, like, Travis Scott making, like, skate highs and stuff big again. It's, like, influencing. It's, like, coming back around and influencing hip-hop even more. But, yeah, that's really cool. Like, to get into your influences, like, I know, like, you put me on to, like Fat Bastard and all of them. You feel like all those dudes and everything. Like, are they, like, super big influence? Or just tell me some of your, like, biggest influences as far as artists go.
I say my biggest influence would be Future.
Yeah.
I really look at Future a lot, man.
Yeah, Future's great, for sure.
Because when he first came out, people would be like, oh, his voice is trash, and he's trash. This, that, he won't make it. But if you look at him now, he's one of the top biggest artists in the game.
Yeah, for sure. You feel like you, like, share that aspect with him? Like, you feel like people are, like, sleeping on your voice? And, like,
I feel like people are sleeping for real.
For real. Definitely.
But I can only blame.
Yeah, I feel that too. Just like putting in like the work, like getting
yourself out there.
Just like doing all that stuff.
Yeah, that's why I said I can only blame myself.
Yeah. But shoot, like, I mean, the more and more you continue to make like the good music you're making, the more and more people will see, like the more you just put it out there. And like, if it's good, like, and, like, we've seen that before. This was, like, you know, stuff with, like, Lost Boys and stuff like that, how that, you know, y'all was really popping off on, like, SoundCloud and stuff like that. So it's, like, obviously possible. It's just, like, doing that and being, like, okay, I'm going to, like, make something and put it out and, like, sticking to it, right?
Main thing that gets to me when making music, I listen to my music so much that sometimes I overplay it.
Yeah,
or
I feel that
it might not sound good to me, but when I give other people like demos, they like it more than I do, and they be like, "Man, just drop that, man." You always gonna feel that way about some music, but other people's ears are better than yours.
Yeah,
that's still something I'm having trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely like feel that, because I mean, just like making music like myself and everything, like I don't think necessarily think that it's people have better ear than you. It's just they have different tastes, right? So like we can like something and then we make it, and then at first we really like it, and then you might wake up the next day and be like, "Ah, it's okay," and then you like show somebody and you're like, "Dude, this is crazy." Like you said, drop it or whatever. Like, you need to drop this. It's just like you're so in the moment sometimes when you make stuff that sometimes you're, that's, but it's like, I think it's a good thing, because then it's like you kind of getting out of your comfort zone. Because if you, I think that it's like sometimes a good sign to like make music and feel that way about it. Not that you have to like put it out. Like, I don't think that it's like necessary, but like it means that you're trying different stuff all the time. If you can wake up and feel like that about, you know, music you made after liking it, like you're feeling different about it, it means that you're trying and doing a lot of different stuff. I know that you was talking about before too that you wanted to start doing like kind of like R&B, more R&B like inspired stuff. Like, are you still have plans to do that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out my voice on how I'm gonna try to lay my voice out.
Yeah. Do you feel like you like wanting to like sing, or you wanting to like sort of just do I don't even know what it's called, because I know like even 21 Savage like will like sort of do notes, like, now he's not like singing really, it doesn't really sound like singing, but he's like rapping in different notes, you know what I mean?
I've been working on that a lot.
Yeah, I work, because I know like a more you kind of tease that a little bit.
Yeah, I've been trying it, but it's hard with my voice being the way it is. I have to put like a layer of my voice.
Yeah, like definitely like layering. Yeah. Yeah, you, the tracks that you like sent me and everything, like I'm like excited to like hear more stuff from you, because I can't, like I told you, you just, like, see the progression and everything. Like, it's cool. Like, in your beat selection, I think that's one thing that people sleep on you with, too, is, like, every beat is, like, fire, like, that you choose. And I know you, like, tailor it to, like, you have, like, a really good ear for beats and everything. Like, and I feel that that's something that's, like, really important right now, too, is a lot of people don't really have that good of ear for beats, so they pick generic stuff that's like not at all different in any way. And like the stuff that I hear from you is cool.
Yeah, I don't like picking, because most of the beats out now, they kind of sound the same.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't really like my music to sound like nobody, because you really can't compare my music to nobody else's other than my voice being like 21 Savage.
Yeah, even then, it's not even so much like it that I would mistake you for it. Like, the first time I heard Designer, I really thought he was Future. I would never mistake you like for 21 Savage. It's like your flow and everything is completely different.
I need more. I need to stay in my bag. They all in their feelings, they know I'm a brag. I'm all on their ass. I know why they hate me, cause I'm at the top and I'm taking off fast. Ain't got time for no break, I'm a skirt on their ass. My numbers is running, they going up fast. The number one nigga ahead of my class, yeah. I woke up full of baby, she calling me Puda. A nigga gon' up and I'm splitting his noodle. I need me and Kim to come play on my roof, it's ooh. Dropping your top, we gon' make the baroofas. You talking your shit, we gon' make you act stupid. You thought we were cool, now this ain't a smoothie. Ayy, you know how I'm moving, you know how I'm coming, you know how I lose it. These niggas turn savage, well, I'ma turn ruthless. But fuck, that's how we moving, I'm finna go stupid. I need more. Grima, fettuccine, all these niggas wanna beat me. I need commas, daughters, boppers rubbing on me like a genie. I'm loving attention, but really ain't feeling it. I don't want no bestie, just get in my bag. I really been killing shit. She not feeling my energy. I really don't need that shit. I need me some comments so I can fight it talking. I'm just about to end this shit. Man, I think I'm my enemies. Cause they got me just needing shit. Yeah. Cause they got me just needing shit. And I need more. I need more, I need more, I need more. I need more, I need more, I need more. I need more.
What do you have, like, planned for the future? Are you still trying to drop an EP?
Yeah, I actually got some stuff for the making, man. Well, since I moved, I'm having to start over, like, as far as, like, studio time. I've been talking to a couple producers out here that mingle with Yella Beezy. He's from Dallas. But they just expensive, man. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, they want, like
what, 100 a beat? Or like 50
bucks? No, it's 150 a song.
Yeah. Like, and that's to produce and, like, mix it, or, like, just for the beat? Just sending you a beat?
Not to mix it and everything.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty expensive. I mean, it's like I was saying with you. I mean, it's not that difficult to, like, learn how to do it yourself. It definitely is, like, tedious work. You just have to, like, understand, like, it is, like, a lot of times it'll turn you off from, like, wanting to do it, like, messing with, like, programs and whatnot, because it seems, like, so complicated.
Yeah.
But you can really, like, put all, like, I think Audacity is a really good program because I think it's super slept on, because there's really a lot you can do with it. Like, you can make music in it if you wanted to. Like, I've made beats in Audacity before just messing around, like, in like, pretty decent ones, like, not, like, really generic sounding stuff. Like, they have a lot of, like, effects and everything, like, EQing and compressing and stuff like that you need for that stuff.
Yeah, see, my friend, when I first started looking into making music, Audacity was really one of the first, like, sites that it took me to for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's how free.
I found out about that. FL Studio, and then on my computer, I have FL and Ableton.
Yeah. Ableton is good, too. You have, like, actual Ableton, or you have, like, Ableton Live?
Yeah, I got the actual Ableton.
Okay. Yeah, so I remember when Quavy sent me that zip file. It was, like, that cracked zip file of FL. It was on my old computer, and I never even, like, uncracked it. And then that shit got stolen.
Dang.
Got stolen.
Well, I still got the email to it.
Oh, you still have the cracked file?
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool. I have a Mac now, and I have, like, Logic on it, and like, GarageBand and Audacity, all that stuff. It's, like, so far, those are, like, the things that I've been using the most. But, yeah, Ableton. I have Ableton Live on there, too. Well, my friend got it for me. What happened?
I was gonna say, I got a crack file of it.
Oh, yeah. What is, so, like, from your, like, Texas influence, what is some, like, good Texas rappers that you feel like made you? Because I know, like, that's, like, a big thing in Texas rap is that aspect of, like, freestyling and everything. Like, some of the biggest dudes out of Texas are, like, the best freestylers, like, ever. So, what are some of those guys?
To me, I'm going to say, I don't know if he's for sure from Texas, but he represents Texas a lot. I'm going to have to go with Lil Flip, man. Lil Flip is the code.
Yeah, Lil Flip is fire, for sure. Yeah, he definitely, I'm not sure either, but I'm, he definitely is, like, huge in Texas. Like, huge. Kind of like Drake. Like, even though Drake not from Texas, like, everybody, like, in Texas loves Drake.
Yeah.
For some reason. I mean, everybody loves Drake, but for the most part, at least. But I guess because of just him, like, living Houston. Yeah, Lil Flip is crazy. I know you like you like Fat Bastard and all them.
Yeah.
But what's the group DSL?
Oh yeah. I don't know if they're from down here.
I'm pretty sure they're from. I know Fat Bastard is from Houston for sure.
Yeah, he is. But I think you're right, bro.
And the Ghetto Boys too.
Yeah, the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
But I think, and then they got, well, they might not be from Texas, but the Dirty South Riders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. DSR, not DSL. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Yeah, UGK. He's from Port Arthur.
Yeah, you can't forget about UGK, man.
Classic. I remember my dad used to be playing him. Like, my mom didn't want me to listen to it, but. He would always play me in the car.
So why don't you listen to ignorant music, man?
It was like him, and then I know Young Jock is not from Texas, but I feel like he was big in Texas too.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
Oh yeah, yeah, Mike Jones, fire, classic.
Mike Jones was crazy.
I mean, like Slim Thug, obviously too.
Yes, Slim Thug, Zero.
Is Zero from Texas?
Yeah, he's from Houston.
I forgot he's from Houston. Damn. Yeah, there's so many people really that came out of here that's just so fire. Mm-hmm. That you forget about sometimes. Like Bun B too.
Bun, yeah. Well, he was part of UGK, so you had got him covered.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of Texas rappers, bro. Like,
I mean, and now, like, coming out, like, Tisa Korean is huge.
Oh, yeah. A-E-R-O. But you can't forget about another one of my influences would be, like, DJ Screw.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Like, Big Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mo in there.
I know your mom is like a hip hop head too. Your mom like knows more than me and you probably about all them dudes.
Man, she listened to them. That's how I got started with them.
Yeah. Hard. That's what I think it's like having. I mean, obviously with like Travis Scott and stuff like being so big and everything, but like the Texas like rap is like super big, like. Just the drum patterns and everything, the flows, like, it's coming back. Texas is one of the biggest, like, music states for sure in Houston. Like, Houston and Dallas right now are just killing it.
Yeah, Houston is for sure killing it.
Yeah. Yeah, every type of, like, you know, from, like, I did, like, technically, I mean, we'll just say Travis Scott to, like, Brockhampton, even, like, those dudes, like, are all from Houston, too.
Brockhampton is five.
Those dudes are from the Woodlands.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah. There's so many people from here. I mean, like, Ugly God claims Houston, but he's, like, he kind of is from, like, a whole bunch of places, but he claims Houston.
Where is Ugly God?
I don't know.
He had a song not too long ago. That hoe was
jamming. He had one with like Warhol. Like Warhol.
Yeah, that's the song. What was it? I got that song. What was it? Fuck 12 or something?
I think so, yeah. I think that was off of Warhol's tape too. He like released a tape last.
Yeah, now that hell called Top Off.
Top Off, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was on his tape. On MIA.
Yeah. He's hard too. I feel like you, like, another influence I feel like you have is, like, Outkast, too. Like, even if, I don't know if you, I know you listen to Outkast.
Yeah, I definitely, I've been on that lately, bro. Like,
yeah.
Recently,
Outkast, like, Erykah Badu, I know you love them.
Oh, yeah, Erykah Badu is forever going to be in my playlist.
That's like, that's honestly, like, I remember the first time, like, I heard that, like, when I was little, because my mom had a CD, and I didn't, I, like, liked it, but I didn't really understand it, and then, like, coming back and listening to it again, and, like, realizing that, like, Jay Dilla produced it,
was, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I never, like, knew that until I was, like, in a senior in high school, I think, when I found that out.
Jay Dilla,
yeah, one of the best. That's another thing I like about you too, is like, even though somebody might try to like pigeonhole you and place you in like the trap box or whatever, like your influences come from everywhere. It's not just like trap music and you know what I'm saying, it's R&B and like even like dance music. I know you like some of you like a lot of Gorillaz tracks too. Like that one, Empire Ant. I know you mess with that.
And I've been on that new Gorilla tape, too.
Oh, yeah, the like, Song Machine.
Man, that's
yeah, it really is. They're making a lot of good stuff.
And I've been on some late, dude.
Like, what else you been listening to?
See, I've been on Baby King.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Baby Keem is, he's great. Yeah, Orange Soda.
I don't know where he's from, bro, but I like
him. He's from California. He's like, his cousin is Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
He's like first, I think he's first cousins with Kendrick.
And that's correct.
Yeah.
What's the one of my,
Mosh Pit is so hard. Mosh Pit. Like
I haven't heard that.
Yeah,
I got Orange Soda and I got Miss Charlotte and X Men.
Yeah, he's great.
That's all I have to listen to the full tape though.
He's gonna be huge in the next coming, like huge. Like he's not going nowhere.
He's fine.
What do you feel about 6 4 5 AR? Or 6, I don't even know what all the numbers in his name. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know 6 5 4 AR? You gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it after this interview. It's like, he's like the, like, cause you know how like Cardi does like baby voice?
Yeah.
He's like maximum baby voice. It's like, actually, it's like, I don't know if he's serious or not, but it's very funny.
What's his name?
I think it's 6 5 4 AR. I think that's how it goes.
I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah, he's funny. You heard of, like, did you hear that RMR? You heard of RMR?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, the guy, he like the country like dude with the ski mask.
Oh, like, yeah.
Stuff like that nowadays seem like it's cool though. But yeah, to talk more like about like your music, like what was sort of the influence? Because like one of like my favorites, and I'm gonna play it, is like More, and like what was the influence behind that track? Like what made you sort of come up with that?
Oh, behind More?
Yeah.
Man, I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm too talented to be sitting around. to be sitting around not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I was making that song, I was telling myself, I need to do more. I need more time. I need to do this. I need to make more time.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm the song, I need more.
Yeah.
But the actual nail is the ticket.
What you saying, sir?
The actual name of the song is called I Need, but I just put I Need More because I need more.
Yeah. Yeah, not, I know you have that one on YouTube, and I'll play another unreleased one if you don't mind.
You
guys yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more from you. Like, I'm excited for the EP and everything and what you're going to do with that and how you're going to tie that together and make everything flow. I know we need to record. Like, I want to record with you so bad. So we need to, like, try to set that up sometime.
Oh, my cousin. My cousin that I stay with now, she coming up there.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure if I'd be able to take off since, you know, I'm at this new station.
Yeah. So you got to be careful, too, with this coronavirus and everything.
Working. Man, I don't even
think. You got to be careful. Bro, they closed their school down. Like, I don't go to school for the rest of the semester. They did that today. They, like, everything is online for the rest of the semester.
Yeah, they just did that to TJC, bro. My sister told me. You know they closed the NBA league down, bro.
Mm-hmm. And then NCAA, they're only having spectators, like, no spectators, but they're having the games. Yeah, I just saw that video of Rudy Goldberg, like, rubbing his hands all over the, like the microphone and, like, everything, like, during, like, a press conference, like, joking about it, and then it came out that he actually had coronavirus. Yeah, he was wild, and, like, he honestly should be fined for that. I think he should be fined.
At first, I didn't think the coronavirus was as serious, bro, because...
Yeah, same, because of, like, Ebola and all that. It didn't, like, yeah. It was, like, one person, and then it, like, you know, sort of got incubated, but this one, it's different, man. This one
yeah,
is definitely different.
Yeah, I'd be fine. I find it funny, because if you, like, people really panicking about it, but people die every day from the flu and don't panic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think the argument is, like, this is, like, new, right? So you don't, people die more from it, but it's not, people die more from the flu, but most of the times when they, like, people that are dying from the flu, it's because there's other things wrong with them, like people, or it's like, you know, homeless people or something like that, and they're not seeking any care or anything like that, but it's like, this is because it's new, like, we don't, I mean, it's only, like, existed for, like, I don't know, it's only existed for a couple months at this point, and it's, like, pretty high, like, compared, like, it's crazy. It's spreading way faster than the flu does. That's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the problem is, like, it's really weird that it's spreading that fast. But, yeah, shit's crazy. Everybody gotta stay safe. Y'all listening, I gotta stick this. Look at him sneezing.
Man, I've been talking about this corona, bro, but I've been sneezing all fucking day.
I mean, sneezing, it's like, it's the spring, and you got allergies, like, sneezing is not really, I don't think it's a symptom of it, it's like dry coughing. Like dry coughing, like shortness of breath. Achy muscles, I think those are, like, the biggest tells. It's like flu, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all gotta stay safe out there. Shit's crazy.
There aren't too many people out here crazy.
For sure. But yeah, man, what do you have, like, a date whenever you're trying to release the EP, or you have, like, hopefully, like, summer or something?
I want to drop an EP, and then I want to do a tape on my birthday, so Yeah, around the summer. Not Independence Day.
Yeah.
But it just depends on... Because I'm trying to get everything published on Apple Music. Well, everything.
Yeah. Like all the stuff that you have on SoundCloud and YouTube and whatnot?
Yeah, I'm trying to get everything published. And another thing that takes time, trying to get those videos published. I mean, videos.
Yeah. Like Instagram stuff or like music videos?
Both.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to post bad post.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, like plug your Instagram and your Twitter and everything, whatever you use, your Snapchat, all of it.
Yeah, it's, all of my social media handles are the same.
Is it just Benny Bleedem?
Benny Bleedem, yep.
Hell yeah.
Like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Even my Facebook is Benny Bleedem.
Facebook. Nigga's still on Facebook.
Man, gotta keep up with my mom. They always on there.
Yeah. Well, appreciate the interview, man. It was good talking to you and everything.
Look, come around, man. I got more to tell.
Yeah. I'm excited for your EP and everything coming out soon. And the new music you have out now is dope. And looking forward to what you're doing in the future.
Appreciate it, man. We need to collab, man.
For sure. Definitely got to do that soon.
I'ma push up on the bank. I got asthma and a chase. You just capping, need to stop it. Like a bitch, you in my pockets. I'ma take off on these niggas in the H. I need a rocket. Baby girl so bad, I swear to God she know she popping. I would boss up with a shawty. We just flexing, we just shopping. I used to try to love you, baby girl. I had to stop it. I'ma pop out at your party like them demons. Now they watch. I'ma push up on your block. It's Benny Bleedem, no I'm rocking. I'ma beat your block and spin that bitch and brand out once again. If it's real on my body, then I cannot be a friend. Y'all gon' act funny when I pull up in a Benz. Only thing that keep me happy, dead presidents. Gotta get this out my mind, a nigga cannot hold it. Lot of bitches say they hold it, them but really folding. At the moment, focus on his money, ain't no choking. Ballin' like a bitch in Magic City, Hocus Pocus. In the field with that sack, big bro Kravitz got that pack. Ay, bitches know I come to beat it, then I beat the back. Push up on the forces with the gang, I loan them bitches. Pussy with a Cali cut, I'll make him get the killing. I just need some diamond shard and hard just like a plaque. Baby said she love me, I don't need to take it back. Cause I'ma be too focused on the chicken coming back. Had the key to beat, I ran that up, don't run it back. Benny Bleedem, had to kill it, please don't run it back. Ay, please don't run it back. Gotta get this out my mind, a nigga cannot hold it. Lot of bitches say they hold it, damn it really fold it. At the moment, focus on the money and I'm choking. Ballin' like a bitch in Magic City, hocus pocus, my nigga.